Blink and you missed her. Liz Truss is out as Britain's prime minister after only 6 weeks in office.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Liz Truss announced her resignation after a mere 44 days in office, making her the shortest serving prime minister in British history.
All the records are just collapsing before our eyes. This is extraordinary.
Historian Anthony Seldon, when Truss took over from Boris Johnson, her majority Conservative Party was trailing the opposition by single digits in opinion. Polls. After 6 weeks of Trussonomics, one poll suggests that if the elections were held today, not a single Conservative candidate would be elected to Britain's Parliament. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Jan Chester lives in London.
We thought there'd be a vacancy sign up at Parliament just now. It's a joke, but you know how you just feel what's happening to this country and how does the world look on us?
Truss will remain in office until a successor is put into place, which is expected to be October 28th. Dimitri talks more about what happened with Liz Truss with veteran international journalist Dana Lewis, who lives in London.
Everybody's in chaos right now because we just came out of a pandemic and the inflation is running high. There's a war in Ukraine. Energy's been shut off. But wait a minute. This was self-inflicted because Prime Minister Truss and her chancellor, who had to resign, in the middle of all of this chaos, said, let's cut taxes. All of them. I mean, not all of them, but $65 billion worth, which is pretty big in this economy. And then the markets flipped out. And suddenly, the damage that's been done to Britain's credibility and its economy will not go away with Liz Truss. Because now the cost of borrowing for the United Kingdom has skyrocketed and people's mortgages and energy costs won't go away. I mean, they're not going to decrease tomorrow because of what's happened. The Bank of England has to keep raising interest rates much higher than they would have been without this economic plan. So yes, countries like the United States and Canada and Australia and you name it, and across the European Union are tackling these big economic challenges with inflation. But this just put all of it into turbo mode. I mean, it was really a self-inflicted wound. The markets absolutely went into chaos. The British pound started to fall. Mortgage rates have been increasing because of the cost of carrying debt. People are facing mortgage increases of about $500 a month on some of their mortgages. So, I mean, the country was flipped upside down by this prime minister who came in with very little experience and suddenly threw the country into a loop. She had to be rescued by her own party, which demanded that she fire her chancellor. And then they brought in another chancellor named Jeremy Hunt, who is very conservative, who ran against her for the leadership. And he reversed everything that she did. And by turning back all of her economic policies, the economy has steadied somewhat, but there's been a lot of damage done. And essentially, people started saying, well, if all of your policies have been rejected, we reject you. What are you doing here as prime minister?
What does this mean for the Conservative Party? I mean, just as you are intimating, this is a hole in their credibility now.
It's a massive hole in their credibility. And the Conservative Party now, you know, they're supposed to be conservative. I mean, they were seen to be in a radical position in terms of what they were doing with the economy. Now they've got to scale back. They've got to come up with a new budget by the end of the month and a new prime minister. And they've got now, within a week, they are saying they are going to replace British Prime Minister Liz Truss. She will remain prime minister until that's done. They will probably bring back somebody like Rishi Sunak, who was the former chancellor. Even Boris Johnson's name is being kicked around, which voters, I think, would reject. There are other names in there like that you probably wouldn't recognize, people like Penny Mordaunt, who's well-known in the party, and she has stood in for Liz Truss in Parliament while the opposition's been just pummeling them over their economic plans and the chaos that they've caused. So the only positive thing for the Conservative Party right now is that Jeremy Hunt says he will not run as prime minister and he will stay in his position as the chancellor. And because he has a large amount of trust, that will keep the economy fairly steady. And then they need to bring in a prime minister who can work with him.
Dana, I always want to check in with you on Backstory with Dana Lewis. What are you talking about on the podcast these days?
I'm talking about two really interesting things because we've been doing so much of Ukraine that we turned away from that this week. And we're talking about, one, the revolution that's happening in Iran and how it's not going away. And that the mullahs and the ayatollah may actually be unseated as this continues. The violence in the street, as you know, is nonstop, and that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard itself may be splintering. And then in the second part of our podcast, we talk with a Washington epidemiologist who I know very well, who has been highly critical of the Center for Disease Control, saying that they have been sitting on information about the new COVID variants and how powerful and how strong they are, and that they may evade vaccines, and that the CDC has had this information from weeks and didn't publish it.
Veteran international journalist Dana Lewis on Skype from London. His podcast is called Backstory with Dana Lewis.